It is when Moses was on the far side that he reached the mountain of God, Horeb. It is when the flock was away from the owner and was having to go through the heat of the desert that he finally had an experience with God. And sometimes that's one of the things that God will do. Get us into the far side where there is nothing admirable. And at that point, we see a burning bush. We see the challenges. The challenges are pushed us to where we are seeing God in his element, the supernatural God. Maybe that's what God has taken you through life. You reach the end of the tether. You reach the end of the road. You realize that you have no more wisdom left. You do not know how to pull out of this hole. And even if you are not one of these prayer warriors, you finally are pushed to where you have to cry to God on the far side of the desert. My prayer is that you not need to be there that often, that you learn to be the God even when in plenty. But you see, the far side of the desert opens up opportunity also for you to totally trust in God rather than trust in yourself. And when you learn to be trust God, you'll be other-centered but God-dependent.